Siapa tu? Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, everybody. My name is Dirk Veldman, member of the committee from Gauteng.
Yeah, good morning. I'm Louisa. Set of regulations that we are now circulating. Those are the three sets of documents.
system that it provides instances upon which the minister is empowered to make regulations. And the reason why I'm saying that this is a very simple, you know, draft of the regulation, because the Act itself, it mentions those instances upon which the minister must regulate. And it also provides to say that the minister has to regulate on those particular instances only. So therefore, the reason for us to be here today is only also to preside and also to present, you know, those regulations as set out, you know, in the particular provision. Now, like one of the presentation talks about that the Housing Development Act number 2008 commenced on the 30th of September 2008, and the object of the Act, Chapter 7, is to establish the Housing Development Agency, is to provide for its functions and to empower and to provide for methods that are connected with. I think, Honorable Chairman, it's also important for us to remind ourselves of the primary function of this institution. The functions of the HDA is to identify, is to acquire, is to hold, is to develop, and to release state, privately and communal owned land for residential and communal and community development. That is the crux, that is the main purpose and function of this particular entity that we are now developing the regulation under Section 32 there. Therefore, Section 32 of the Housing Development Agency provides as follows. It's there in the Act as well. It provides that the minister must, after consultation with the agency and Parliament, make regulations regarding the following. The meetings to be held by the board, the regularity of meetings, special meetings, the taking of decisions at meetings, the convening of meetings and notice of meetings, the meetings by telephone and video conference and other means of communication, a quorum at meetings, the adjournment of meetings, the person presiding at meetings, the minutes, the resolution signed by members of board, execution of documents, and the proceedings of the board. Therefore, subsection 2 further make provision in Chapter 7 and other members that the minister may, after consultation with the agency and Parliament again, make any regulations pertaining to matters that this Act requires or permits to be prescribed, or generally any accidental administrative or procedural matters that is necessary to prescribe for the proper implementation or administration of this piece of legislation. Chairperson, thereafter, what is critical, what is important for us is that also to mention to the members is that before the minister can, of course, promulgate, you know, this piece of secondary legislation, the Act itself, which is the primary legislation, is a guiding tool for us. And the guiding tool being to the fact that the minister, if he is required, you know, to do certain things before he can promulgate the regulation, then the minister is compelled to do that. In here, in terms of this Act, the minister is compelled to consult with the agency and Parliament. Therefore, the minister has already consulted with the agency on this particular matter. Now, the minister, what is doing now in the process, is consulting the Parliament on this particular matter. Notwithstanding the fact that, you know, the regulation, it's secondary legislation, it's a delegated piece of legislation that is obviously the authority best, you know, with the executive in terms of promulgation and joining of thereof. But however, if a piece of legislation says the minister needs to go to a particular place, like for example, if the minister needs to go to Syria, for example, he needs to go there before he can promulgate the regulations. Or else the minister will run the risk of those regulations not taken, you know, being detected or to be valid thereafter. That is why it's important for us, you know, to consult with Parliament, because the legislation, the primary legislation itself, it says it makes provisions specifically for them. So the consultation process that we have took at the department is that we have consulted as provided for in terms of 2022. The draft regulation thereafter chapter 700 members were published in the government gazette. The gazette number is there, and therefore only 2 comments were received. And I think the reason why only two comments were received is because the Act is very specific in terms of what the minister needs to regulate. It's simply relating to proceedings and in relation to corporate governance issues of the board itself. But however, you know, it's critical to say that, you know, when you publish, you know, the regulation for public comment, when you receive those particular comments, they were only relating, you know, to issues because, you know, that related, you know, to proceedings of the meetings of the board. And as part of the consultation process as well, Chair, the department also is required to consult with Parliament before the regulations are promulgated. That is why hence the committee was consulting with Parliament today, you know, with regard to the intention of the minister to promulgate the regulations under that section 32.1. Of the Act. And to come now to the context of the regulation, the draft regulation one deals with the definitions are there in terms of the regulation, 2 deals with the meetings of the board. Regulation 3 deals with the notice of meeting. Regulation 4 deals with the quorum. Regulation 5 deals with adjournment. Regulation 6 deals with present presiding at meetings. Regulation 7 deals with taking of decisions at meetings. Regulation 8 deals with minutes. Regulation 9 deals with meetings by telephone or video conference or other means of communication. And Regulation 10 deals with regulations signed by members of the board. Regulation 11 deals with execution of documents. Regulation 12, proceedings of board. Regulation 13, offenses and penalties. And Regulation 14, it deals with the short sentence. I think the chapter says the reason why this presentation looks as it is repetitive is because that's why hence it was important for me to draw your attention to the Principal Act. Because the Principal Act under Section 22(1) provides the instances upon which the minister needs to regulate. And therefore the minister cannot regulate anything over and above of what is permissible for him to regulate under the Act. Or therefore the minister can run the risk of the regulation being declared invalid and also not to be ultra-violent. I think that is exactly what the minister is authorized to do and also not to regulate under Section 22(1)(H).
Identify, acquire, hold, acquire and hold and
in a human settlement. Then B, project manage housing development services for the purpose of creation of sustainable human settlement, and to ensure and monitor that there is centrally coordinated planning and budgeting of all infrastructure required for housing and development, and to monitor the provision of all infrastructure required for the housing development. Then further, the Housing Development Agency Act and what it says about the minister's role in the agency. Section 32 of the Act states that the minister must consult with the agency and parliament to make the resolution. That's why, you know, with both members who bring the issue of consultation must be taken. Then also, these regulations are important to help the agency to fulfill this mandate. Section 5 should describe that the minister, in consultation with any of the three MECs in provinces, may advise, may advise organs of the state to conclude the environment with agency to offer assistance in terms of the agency's fees and expenses to ensure that it acquires, holds, and develops and leases the land for the building houses. It further states that the minister, in consultation with the MECs of the province, can direct the agency to engage with the organ of state with a view to conclude the agreement contemplated in Parliament. Therefore, we are concerned about this following thing. The regulation seems to deal mainly with the section 32.1 of the Act. Those are issues that are related to the procedural aspect of agents holding meetings. The regulations should have also dealt with the matters under section 32.2 of the Act. Those are matters of more strategic kinds that lie at the core of any ancillary or incidental or administrative or procedural matter that it is necessary to prescribe for the proper implementation of administrative acts. Therefore, Regulation 6B2, the issue is covered in Section 9.5 of the Principal Act. It may be removed. Regulation 10 and 11 are missing. Regulation 10 and 11 are missing. And therefore, also, Regulation 13 relating to offenses and penalties is not provided for in the Principal Act of 23 of 2008. Regulation 13 may have to be removed. And then also, on slide 6, again, only two comments were received. May you please elaborate who made this comment? Then also, what issues were raised? Also, go back to the issue of proper consultation.
giving
one, and it lists them, and it becomes specific that the minister must regulate on the following aspects. So that is exactly what the minister is attempting to do now in terms of doing that. The reason why the minister have to consult the parliament is because the act itself, it says that. When the act says that, the minister must, after consultation in parliament, develop, before he can promulgate or before he can even give effect or publish those regulations, like, you know, for them to be implemented, need to consult the parliament. Then the minister, of course, is authorized or applies it or not to do that. So that is, you know, the response to that particular question. It's not, we're not actually yet amending the parliament legislation. Therefore, maybe as the implementation of this act, you know, progresses, we'll of course come back to parliament if we want to amend the principal act in terms of the other process, because the principal act, it will take a different form. But in here, we're considering the consultation process as required by the primary legislation. And the other question that deals with the section 32, you know, regulation, you know, 32, and also the issue that relates to, we have noted that instance, that regulation that deals with offences and penalties as raised by the chairperson. And, you know, it's a matter that has also been raised by other police and stakeholders as well, because if the primary does not provide for offences and penalties, why we need to provide for it? Of course, chairperson is not something that, of course, we are very soon, of course, it's worth considering. You know, in consultation with the people that apply for asylum, of course, it can be omitted. And the other issue that relates to the missing part of the regulation 10 and 12, you know, we have noted that, you know, it was, of course, a printing error. But as I've distributed the regulations now, the three sets of regulations, it contains the section, you know, section 10 and 11. So, you know, we have noted, you know, that particular part. That's why, yes, we have rectified, because it was just a printing error when, you know, they were printing, you know, this sets of regulations. And lastly, Chairperson, with regard to your question on, you know, the comment, so we have received a comment from, you know, Mr. Stein through the, you know, via the email, while he was also raising some other issues that related, you know, to the principal act itself, because he was identifying certain issues that we need, of course, to consider, you know, going forward while we are amending the principal act. And, you know, we of course can, you know, consider those particular comments as being useful, but however we'll of course make use and consider those, you know, those comments while we are amending the decision of the principal act. So the principal act is still yet, you know, to be, you know, amended. So but those are the issues that you have raised. And the other comment was directly coming from the Provincial Department of the Western Cape. And they were, of course, raising, you know, also issues that, of course, you know, hampered the government in the operation of the HDA. But however, the issues that they've raised were simply that issues that were, of course, you know, some of the issues that they've raised were, of course, legitimate. You know, they were not issues that the minister was authorized the government to prescribe. Because we are very mindful of the fact that we need, of course, to confine ourselves within the prescription of the law, what the law requires of us to do. Because if we will, of course, regulate and over-regulate on what the minister is not supposed to do in terms of the act, then we are running the risk of those regulations being declared invalid, or those regulations have to be declared, you know, ultra-valid. So it's critical for us to ensure to say that while we develop a regulation, we develop a regulation within the authority that the act permits the minister to authorize the minister to develop those regulations. Chairperson, those are the two comments that we have received, you know, from those two provinces. I guess the reason why we have received only two comments was specifically because the regulation itself, which was dealing with matters that, you know, the act actually didn't specify that they need to be, you know, regulated upon. Because if maybe you were talking about issues that were not specific and listed, so it was going to be something that either, you know, members of the public or any interested party will, of course, raise issues pertaining to the substance in relation to those regulations. But however, I think, you know, we're very specific in terms of the section lists the instances. So if you list them, then the person will have a look at the regulations and they are published in the Gazette and see to say that no, those instances are specific, then the minister is not to regulate upon. So I think, you know, those are, you know, our responses, Chairperson, continue to those matters.
Okay. Well, second round, I'll give it to the members again, start with Mama Mapicha.
think that I would have to be taken through so that I should understand what is actually happening here. Because I'm not yet satisfied. But I want to know what necessitated to give effect to this new regulation. Was there any deficiency or weaknesses in the regulation that led you to make this complication? So if I can get clarity.
Freedom to go to Nakata House, but to us there was a negotiation settlement.
land. I'll teach you some people in Mpumalanga, in Kwangena, and so forth. Those lands have been bought by the people some time ago. Are under communal land. In terms of competition and also consultation, has he considered it? That is the question. Then also, I wanted to really again pose this question to that lady there, that other side from the agent. Number one, have you started to review of review your developmental objectives? I don't know what I'm saying. Have you started to review your developmental objectives? Second question, what process will you follow? Another question, third question, what would be the role of the provincial legislatures, also as well as the NCOP and Parliament be? And then, with the issue of the comments, the two comments, what sort of request on behalf of the committee would request them, request you to submit it to our secretary so that it can be in the public domain so that we can be able to discuss it. But those two comments. But I'll give it to the at this moment. Over to you.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think the comments by members in itself in relation to the consultation is, and yes, what we've done is that we've just done what is compliant. So we've done the minimum. And we concede to that. And I think if the committee is saying to us quite rightly so, do more, then I think what we need to do is go back. And we can look at a process that says we'll introduce it through the provincial departments. Get a broader scope of consultation in relation to that. So it's a valid comment, and I think we share that sentiment. Share who reads the government? I don't want to be flippant about it, and I don't know, but I think in relation, and particularly when we're dealing with the issue of land and land for human settlement, particularly with the communal areas, as you indicated. So we'll go back and correct that. So I don't want us to belabor the point of trying to defend the fact of why we consulted the way we have. I think the one flaw in the whole process is that we assume that it's administrative, so it's a given. But I think what we must not do is take our communities for granted or people for granted that they're not able to comment. I think it's something we need to correct the government and particularly the department. So on the comment issue and the broader aspect around some of the issues that you raised, obviously it's a process that will take. Really, I don't know the energy that you want to do.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not going to comment on the issue of the consultation because my colleague has already put it forth to say, what we have done primarily was to consult to the extent that is permissible in terms of the Act itself. But however, if it's within the wisdom of this committee to say you need to consult further, with provinces, at the individual provinces, because I think it would be, imperative for us to mention this aspect to say if the matter or if the bill is tabled or is introduced before this particular committee, the committee itself can of course decide if not to take the matter to the individual provinces where they can even call for those public hearings exercise. Because as a department, we are a bit handicapped in the sense that we cannot call for public hearing exercise deeper than the members that they can do. But however, I think we as a department will support the members if the members so decide.
Okay. I think what you are saying is not Isn't it the ones who are setting up a new thing? And whose duty is this to make the community to understand, know, understand, and make input? This is not yourself. So with all that, a member should go to the provinces to do what she does. If I understood you well, I'm not big and wise. So when you talk, come down to the mother then, so that you understand it.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. What I was proposing to say that it will be prudent for us as a department, you know, to do a wider consultation process, you know, with the, you know, with the members. Hence, we, you know, my experience and the practice has always been that while we are dealing with the primary normally, after the members have decided or dealt with the matter, they go back to the provinces and the provinces will call the public hearings. We normally attend those public hearings with them. So what we are trying to say is that we will, of course, you know, consult, you know, with the members, if the members so request of us to do. But like my colleagues have already indicated, we'll go back and consult, you know, further with provinces. We'll do that, Honorable Chair. It's a matter that I'm not saying that we won't do as a department. We'll of course do that. You know, I confirm that we'll go back. If the House decides or if the committee decides that as a department you need to go back to individual provinces and consult with the provinces, will of course do that, will abide by it. And the only issue that relates to the comment on the member in terms of what necessitated the regulations is basically the primary legislation. It says the minister must do that. But however, since that particular period, there have not been any, you know, regulations that have been developed. This is the first set of regulations that are developed. So they are not necessitated by either, you know, a particular instance or a particular, you know, implementation or interpretation problem. But however, as the Act, the reason for me to also provide you the copy of the Act is also to show the Honourable Members to say that where does the Minister derive this power to develop this regulation? This regulation, the Minister derives this power from Section 32. And Section 32, if we can read it to you, Chair, it says that the minister must. It's important for us to circle that must. That must is there to say that the minister does not have any discretionary powers of doing that. He must develop this regulation. So it doesn't say that the minister may. We said that the minister must develop. So hence, if you are here for a minister, you know, in the process of developing those regulations. So the minister is now developing those regulations under the Act.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, sir. Let's give them a chance to finish. We can't give another round because we still have time.
Thank you, Chair. Actually, I believe this is totally important, but on the quality that we get to part in GSFL, in which we do face our challenges, the experience and our challenges we have currently. So our challenges that the HDA experience, including the PhDA, lack of budget, land assembly problems, state-owned land, the time delays with regards to accumulating or getting responses with state-owned land, and even privately owned land, we do highlight these issues on a quarterly basis. And with this new board, it's going to be its entire new strategy with challenges and opportunities and strengths, etc. We will also, in future now, we are trying to talk to the legal department and set up what issues we can raise and how we're going to go forward with PhDA. I also, the department is busy with indicate that there are issues there as well. People change. Before you know it, there's energy. There's different energy. There are different staff members, etc. And you have to start to negotiate all over again. And it takes time. Those are the little issues that we have in the patient birth problem. But we haven't forgotten about it. So when we do our strategy and when the departments, provinces, and all the municipalities do the strategies and the IGs, etc., we get involved in these issues. I think we have a group called the IGRC, and the specific part is just to look at how the council has related to other units. So that's basically what the HDA is doing currently to improve on its regulations.
Thank you, Chairperson. Mine is just very little. I do not want to ask a question, but to comment. I had told myself that today I will do very little of talking. I won't be listening. But, Chair, I see a contradiction where the department is talking of a scope or parameters defined in terms of consultation, but at the same time is expecting public comments. I think that is where the contradiction is. And I would ask the department to go back and relook into that. If you are expected to consult only as per the documentation base, Parliament and the agency, don't then expect public comment and don't even write that one. But if you are expecting public comment, then it means there shouldn't be closed parameters of consultation. Thank you, Chairperson.
Yeah, Chief, mine is it's a follow-up question on the question that I put. I'm almost there. You said you are now doing the regulations according to the Act.
Yeah.
And if you check, this Act was passed in 2008. It is now 2012. What made that delay? Does it mean there was nothing that was happening? It is now that we are starting to do something in 2012, whereas this regulation was enacted in 2008.
Thank you. together with your colleagues, can you have the information?
Thank you, Chairperson. Just one simple small question. Is there any financial indication for this act?
No,
the
results come back again at 1-2. So I think you should raise one. Thank you. behind why we used to use an agent instead of using the person itself alone. Because using consultants, that wasn't a problem with that one. Using a lot of consultants instead of doing 1, 2, 3. At the end, when it comes to an accounting, there's a problem. Let me continue.
Particularly around
I would be lying to you if I said what the amount was. Just in relation to that 6,250 hectares that the president has requested minister to deliver on. We can give you in the next presentation, but it's a substantial amount. You know, if you take the fact that our budget's what 15.7 billion this year, you know, that's all premised on land development. So no, we don't take the agency not seriously. For this year, I think our budget is what, approximately 98 million just in relation to operations for the HPA. So that's the content in relation to that. and hopefully, Chair, what as I've indicated, we'll come back to you and we'll get it with your office for us to be able to come back and maybe in the interim just present to you a status quo in relation to the HPA and its performance.
What is expected of us?
something to come and tell us. It's really unacceptable. When you are invited to sit down and take rest, if you don't understand communicate, then when you climb the when you board the flight, you know exactly that I've got information that I'm going to share with the members of the select committee. By the way, you must understand that, like when we introduced ourselves, we said we represent different provinces. We are the mouth of our provinces. Anything that is happening, they hear from us and we hear from them. That's why we are here. That's why you were invited to this meeting, so that we share the information. But if you say you didn't know, if you knew, it's unacceptable.
Followed by Honourable Member Mapisha, followed by Member Honourable Jacobs.
Today I'm consistent in what I'm asking. The first part was answered, and the second part was not answered. I understand the response to say the negligence, it was on the part of the department not to speed up the regulation. But the second part, what happened in the interim? But I've got a response, because there is nothing that was happening. From the discussion that we have here, there is nothing that was happening in ADA. And also, the department to tell us that it is now that they are going to sit with SDA to find out what was happening. I think it's negligent. Because they must play an oversight role over ADA. They can't tell us now yet, say, we are still going to talk with them. How are they monitoring the ADA? What are they saying about the money that is allocated to ADA? So it means they also, they are just left with that they are not doing their duty, just like ADA. And it is also unacceptable.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm just worried about the money. So it means for 3 years that money was wasted. So I think the CFO said that he will send stuff to the secretary. Can you send us the budget of the agency as well, please? And the components and everything. Because according to what you motivate is where you get the money from. So it means that motivation wasn't done yet. So 3 years floating with big salaries, but let me have the budget, please. Thank you.
Honourable Martin Vanen. You see, I don't know whether I took the opportunity to talk, because there was a writing on the wall that many taken fasting. You know why I'm saying that? Many members will forgive me. From the department side, already accepted that they will go back in terms of consultation and like and then from the side of, I'm not defending it, the side of the department, they also indicated on what Baba Jacobs is raising that they're going to sit down with the agent. I think you mustn't expect so much, but except to see. You see, I wanted to conclude this meeting by the following comments. Department, please, when you come to us, prepare yourself. The reason why always reiterate to say we need senior officials, we wanted to avoid what is happening today. When you need a ride outside sometimes, and then you cry. While it was you who responding to us. And then, the thing is one, the department promised to do all the things which they said. But the main question, for how long is it going to take? learn again. No, you remember to remind me something when the department responded about the issue of buying the land and the like.
Mm.
Unfortunately, DG is not here. I wanted to ask a question because he promised to go and simple. We raised an issue with the farming ML which was sold to three or four hands within 3 minutes, within 4 minutes. The DG promised to go and investigate and come back to us. And the price was inflated from 11,000 up until 86.9 million rand in terms of buying land. DG promised to come back to us. And we're not quiet. That's why I wanted to raise this thing here because it's recorded here. Nobody came back to us. Nobody gave us details about what happened in that regard. I don't know whether the agent was involved in that regard or not. But nobody came back and told us what was the development. So therefore, I request within 14 days that you give us an intent to respond in that regard. Then also, please, once more, give us routine when you come here to avoid this thing. You know, today I was not impressed the way the department was responding and also the agents. Where's with the agents? Not sure in future. And now we are facing a very steep hill about supporting you in terms of the regulations and like how do you process the regulation while there are systems in blocks. Will you please go and rectify your case and do proper consultation very soon? We call you again as well. But for this day, as I indicated, send us senior, you know, in some departments, you know, there's a thing which I realized when go to portfolio committees, coincidentially, some of us will manage to work in the portfolio committee. In the days of this, they bring a lot of team, they bring legal experts, they bring the departments, the team, bring everyone who's supposed to be there. Even the minister or deputy minister, so that they can clarify us some of the issues which are asking now. That's why I'm requesting, we're not demanding, we're requesting from you that please help us, what if we help you? Then I will request that we release them.
Yes.
So that they can catch an early flight to go and prepare themselves. You are released, but we'll continue. Sorry, my mama, please, I wanted to say something. I'll request the matter for the main so that we go to the second phase.
Yeah, bro. Why the African is better than that?
No, you must have this.
years, it was one of the things that
changed. Okay. Honest members, now we are having one lucky one. I'm saying
that. Are we not done with that?
We are fine. We are putting my minute.
No, definitely not.
Did I talk to the bar?
I have
been. Yes.
Supervisor 13.